And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Stood in my house, and I've just attached a lav mic to my phone. Now I'm going to put my phone in my pocket, and then hope that it's recording right now. If it isn't recording, then there's a problem. I'm going to walk around, shake my bum. I'm going to run through the kitchen. Slight difference in acoustics. And now I'm going to take my phone back out and see if VRP7 is still running. It is. I like. So I'm going to drop that back in my pocket. And I'm going to take my bike out, because I'd like to find a way of recording audio while cycling and not having the issue of wind noise. At the moment, I've only got a single, you know, the simple little lav spoffle thing that comes a standard with, and this I think is a Shure MV lav mic, and I've got the, just unfolding my bike, excuse me, clipping a pedal on. I have a lightweight titanium pedal and not a folding pedal. Yeah, so this is the Shure, lav mic going into an adapter, the TRRS going into the kind of Apple adapter. Now I'm outside and it's windy, breezy, let's say breezy. I tried to put the big outdoor spoffle from my Rode on this, but it doesn't fit. It's quite a big fat capsule on this. So let's go for a little bit of a ride into the wind. Now I've turned my back to the wind. Looks like I'm doing a bike test, I hope. Now very much into the wind. I'd be very surprised if you can hear me now. I'm cycling directly into the wind at speed towards somebody strimming. And away from the wind again. So, quick test. If all goes well, I will do a little bit of audio blogging on my bike. Back at base.
This is Benjamin Walker. Don't turn off the podcast. There's still more Documentally to come.
Well, I never. I've just heard back and is not that much wind noise at all, or at least I can handle it. And I hope you can handle it, because I'm going to go back out now and record what I wanted to record. And maybe you'll have a little bit of a visualization as to what I'm doing now on a bicycle with a microphone clipped to my t-shirt, a green Brompton, which I'm hoping to take to Paris in the not too distant future. And at that point, it might even be a little bit lighter. So let's go for a roll and a chat. Now, I've had this Brompton since I think 2012, 6 years, and I've done very little with it. I put a Brooks saddle on it. I put some Brooks handlebar grips on it, all the time making it heavier. And I'm using my bike more than my motorbike at the moment. I wish this lav mic was stereo, just to get the panning of that car going past. So, cycling into the wind again, so I will apologise in advance for any terrible wind noise, but it seems to cope okay with the basic spoffle that's on here. Everybody's doing something in the garden though, so you may be hearing other machines and such like, other than cars and a slightly squeaky chained bicycle. So yeah, all those years ago, got the bike, made it look exactly as I kind of wanted it to look, and now I'm doing way more cycling with a Brompton. That means you probably are doing way more carrying as well, because you can take that bicycle anywhere, really, in and out of shops and restaurants and up and down stairs and in and out of train stations and through underpasses of train stations. So I do find myself doing a lot of carrying.
as a result, it's nice to have it as light as possible. Now, you can get Bromptons around 10 kilos, and other people have modified them to be, believe it or not, 7 kilos. A gentleman in Loughborough I've been communicating with has done incredible stuff, but he's pretty hardcore when it comes to the engineering of things. There's a magazine called A to B, and you can buy the super lightweight Brompton version for 99p as a PDF download, which will give you a lot of details as to how he went about actually customizing. And so I actually contacted him, and he's given me even more information, because the A to B bike mag talks about how he got it down to 8 kilos, but he's done even better. Now, what has he done to make it that light? Well, straight away I put the standard seat back on, and then I swapped some stuff for carbon. Difference between carbon and titanium. Carbon, I think weight for weight is actually meant to be stronger than titanium in certain instances, but it depends on what kind of stresses and strains you are putting on things. You can't have carbon fiber nuts and bolts, for example, so you have titanium. I've got a pair of carbon fiber handlebars here, so yeah, the weight to strength ratio is better, as far as I know. I might be wrong on that, an engineer might correct me on that. So I've put carbon fiber handlebars on, ever so slight weight loss. I've put a carbon fiber seat post on, and I made a huge mistake when I bought the seat post. I sawed a bit off the bottom, because it looked like it was way too long, and then when obviously I probably put it on the bike and set it up, I'd sawed almost too much off, because the seat post acts as the locking mechanism for the frame. So luckily I was kind of within 1 centimeter of the tolerance needed, but it does mean I've only got maybe 2 inches of the seat post being clamped in the frame. So far so good. I haven't impaled myself on a carbon fiber spike. On top of that, I have changed, it sounds silly, the grips, but the original grips I had on were so heavy, really heavy, like 0.5 kilo, I think, something crazy. And I've got some new brake levers to go on. So at the moment, I've lost nearly 2 kilos on the bike, but I'm going to go for the sub 10 kilo look, or feel, should I say, because that will just make it so much easier with all the carrying. I've also bought a bottom bracket, the bit in the crank, which is titanium, but I need a special tool to get this crank off. Now, because I've got a 3-speed Brompton, I can't go, you know, as light as if it was a 2-speed, and as I do need, or we do need, another Brompton in the family for narrowboat holidays and things like that, I'm going to acquire a super light, hopefully at some point, with the help of Brompton sourcing some bits for me. And with that customized particular project, I'm really hoping to do a cycling hitchhiking audio series or project. So keep an eye or ear open for that. I'm really excited, just because the Brompton can be taken everywhere. You can use it for hitchhiking. You could, you know, when it's in its little cover, it just looks like a large bag, or a small bag if you're comparing it to a suitcase. And by doing that, there shouldn't be a problem toting it in and out of the occasional car, should I want to get some extra distance in a day without going on public transport or having to drive anywhere myself. What an adventure, potentially. Of course, just the cycling is fun and would get me a little bit fitter, all going to plan. So that's the rough update on why I'm tinkering and messing around with microphones and folding bicycles. If you're not a Brompton rider, you do get a chance to have a go on one. There's something about the bike that makes it feel very playful, very responsive, and just basically a lot of fun. It's a quirky little genius piece of British engineering that is not as easy to customize outside of Brompton's own brand, but you know, let's let them hang on to their IP as long as possible, because they have done wonderful things, and if you can afford it, because there is a certain prestige about these bikes, and it does price them out of a lot of people's markets. When you look at what you can get for the same money, but I would argue this is a unique machine, incredibly well made. Some people will say bomb proof. Many people have tortured inadvertently through massive adventures, excursions, experiments, expeditions, and their bikes have come out of the other end very well indeed. I'm speaking about I Am Brian Jones, being a pretty hardcore bike user in general, but he's put his bike through a lot of punishment over the years and swears by the engineering. Oh, big wind coming into a veritable gale. Can you hear me? So I will continue my tests with certain bits of kit. Ideally, I'd like a stereo microphone. What about a pair of spaced omnis on the handlebars? Can you imagine that? That would create beautiful acoustic postcards, but maybe pick up a little bit of road rumble. So perhaps placing a couple of, I'm getting nerdy now, aren't I? I'm getting a bit microphone nerdy. I've got a pair of spaced omnis that I do clip onto my shoulders occasionally to create stereo kind of soundscapes. So lots of possibilities. But at the moment, the lav mic working well. Oh, I've just passed a hole in the fence where somebody broke into somebody's house recently. Heard it on the grapevine. What is happening to the world when even your village starts? When we moved to this village, there was the only crime we heard about was bicycle related. And it was on a map. There was a dot on the map. And I'm like, look, there's been a crime. Should we live there? And when we looked at the crime, and someone had taken a bike, ridden it for a bit and left it somewhere. Now there are house breakings beginning. So I'm going to fold my bike back up and put it in the house. Another great thing about the Brompton, portability. So I don't have a bike lock for this because I would never lock it anywhere. No bike lock is secure, really. Not if you just have a quick look at YouTube and see how easy many of them can be, should we say, bypassed. So that's me finished talking and back at base about how I've been modifying my Brompton and some possible audio projects of the future. Thanks for listening. I'm Documentally on Twitter. If you want to have a bit more of a regular update than this kind of thing, then I do a newsletter on documentally.com/newsletter. Maybe you can become part of the cult, the community there, because it is a community. It's not just me spamming people. At least I hope not. Right. Take it easy. Speak to you later. Documentally.